you invite you aboard if you wish to join me now for a walk through one of our gardens. Would you care to follow me?
Yes.
Then please be aware that you are barefooted. For this walk, you will not need shoes or other coverings for your feet. That would destroy in part your enjoyment of the walk. Please take off all footwear and leave at the gate. Are you ready now? Now you see a pair of gates which are apparently golden but are silk-colored only because this would be expected in conformity with the beauty which they separate from the normal vista outside. Now we go through the open gates. Then you will see that the path upon which we now walk is what you would call grass, but is no way similar to the grass of which you are aware upon your earth. Feel the grass with your feet. This is the reason for discarding your footwear. You should feel the energy coming through the earth and the grass as you walk. And you should also become aware that as you walk, your bodies are becoming lighter and lighter, and that it requires no effort from your muscles to transport yourself along this path. Are you beginning to feel that? Do not worry if you cannot feel it exactly as I have described. It may be more apparent to you as we progress. We have only just started this walk. Now we come to an archway in the hedge. And the hedge, as you would see, is not green as upon your earth, but is multicolored in all shades that you can imagine. And those colors change as you approach. And the hedge is a living thing, and the doorway is reacting to your own auras as you approach. As you enter through the archway into the garden of roses, you will feel a warmth descending on you that disappears again as you go through the archway. Are you able to feel that warmth? Do not be concerned if you do not. Remember, you are taking a physical body through a spiritual garden. Therefore, you may not feel all that we would wish you to feel, but it should be registered in your mind so that later you can retrace your steps if you wish. Now let us go through the Garden of Roses. Imagine every rose which you have seen in the course of your lifetime, all spread before you in a sea of color, blossoming as you have never seen flowers blossom. Yeah. And the perfume which arises from them all is individual to each bush, but is an amalgam such as you have never experienced here. Try to inhale that marvelous mixture of perfume. It will cleanse your lungs, it will cleanse your spirit, and give you energy for the continuation of the walk. Look around you at the roses. Enjoy the scent they give you. And then I will take you through the aisle which you would call the passage. Look down at the path beneath your feet now. What do you see? Golden sand. How very texture, so fine that you could not imagine it. And yet it does not swirl up in dust clouds as such a texture would upon the earth. That path is energy, 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 which can be transformed, transposed through your feet into your very being. That is why it is so fine, so that it can be taken into your very body through the soles of your feet. And you should now be able, I do apologize for this physical voice, this problems. You should now be able to begin to feel the surging of energy up through your feet. Now come with me through the walk, through the roses on either side of you, and see how they turn towards you as your thoughts go to them. They are aware of your appreciation, of their beauty, of their color, of their perfume. And as they collect your thoughts, so they in turn glow and radiate back to you their love, their happiness at being able to give you the beauty which they have to offer. And this will continue throughout this path. Let us walk slowly and enjoy every moment of these roses giving more life than you have ever seen in flowers. And now feel the stems as you pass. There are no thorns. There's nothing to prevent your fingers touching the wood. And again, feeling the energy coming from these stones. Now let us continue through yet another archway, this time of many hues of green. Imagine now your country and the many shades of green which appear to you in the spring. All those shades of green are encompassed in this one archway. And we go through there now to the sound of falling water. Not falling water as you know it, but water singing the praise of the Creator, singing its happiness to give you the love, the color, the sound, the music which that water is emitting constantly. And now, a surprise, my friends, we shall walk through that waterfall, not behind it, not around it, through it. Come with me. Step into the stream of water which falls from above and walk through, through, through not water but a field of energy which to you appears as water. Feel the energy surrounding you, permeating your bodies, blessing you, giving you happiness, giving you peace. Now through the water. And there is no rock formation behind as you would expect upon your planet, but a vista of green fields such as you have never seen. Those fields are massed with what you would call wild flowers of every conceivable shape, hue, size, color, perfume. Again, as you would describe upon this earth as a flowering meadow, but all those blooms, every blossom, is an individual point of energy. Again, you see the reason for discarding your footwear. Let us walk through these plants. Do not worry, you will not crush them. You will tread them down momentarily, but they will spring up renewed as you pass. So have no fear of destroying any of them. And now in such a field upon your earth, would you not expect to find the nests of some types of your birds who seek to live upon the earth amongst the flowers and the vegetation? Look carefully, and you should see some such amongst the flowers wherein you now walk. Do not be afraid or stepping on any nest, you will not be able to do so. Your feet will be guided around such nests. And note too that the parent birds do not fly in fear as you approach. They watch you, but remain with their nests and their fledglings. See if you can recognize any birds such as are upon this earth. Forest which you see ahead, but again not a forest that you would recognize as such. Many types of trees, many colors, many heights, some large, some small, but none being denied access to light and air, all growing vigorously as is intended for them, all in harmony, each one's color blending with its neighbor. And now listen to the sound of the wind through the branches. Once more, I say not as you would hear it upon this earth, but a wind which sings with joy as it caresses the branches, as it strokes the leaves with its breath, as it gives to those leaves the energy drawn from its cosmic birth, and in return is given the energy from the soil you would call it, that in which the trees stand. One energy is given, another energy is taken, so life continues. It is given, it is taken. It is taken, it is given, and the cycle is never ending, never ending. Listen to the laughter in that wind or breeze. Listen to it singing to you in welcome. As we go into this forest, though there are so many trees, you will become aware that nevertheless there is no darkness, as you would expect, but all is light, in spite of the thickness of the forest, in spite of the number of trees. There is no shadow. There is no darkness. All is light. 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 Look up above your heads and see what you would call the sunlight shining through, not between the leaves, but through the leaves. That is why there is no darkness. All is light, light, light. listen to the many little animals that live within this forest. None fearing, all happy, all contented with their place in this game of life. No death can come to them as on this earth. No fear can mark them. Listen to them. Now let us continue. We come out of the forest into a sandy plain. So far as you can see, there is apparently nothing growing, no living thing. Again, listen. Listen to the music that rises from that sand. Trilling, whistling, whispering, but all in harmony. All in harmony. And though it would appear that such land would be excessively hot, you do not feel it so under your feet. It is cool, pleasant, welcoming. Such is life within our sphere. Always welcoming, always giving, always pleasant. Only your own thoughts can destroy what is there for you to enjoy. And now we come to a large lake. You may have seen it shimmering in the sunlight. It is not blue, it is not green, it is a combination of all those shades of blue, all those shades of green which you can imagine. And now, another surprise for you, my friends. We are going to walk across that water, not in it, but on it. Do not have fear. Follow me onto the water which will support you. Unless you wish to become immersed in it, then you may do so. But no doubt it would be more exhilarating for you to be able to walk upon the surface. Feel the energy, the warmth, and the energy rising from that water. As I have said many times, all is energy, energy, energy. Now, let us come to the far bank. And as we ascend from the water's edge up to the field beyond, we go through many, many rushes, with no scent of decay, again is upon this earth. There is no rotting of those unwanted. They are removed. Without the unpleasantness you experience here. As you go through, take some of those rushes in your hand. Feel the warmth. Feel again the energy through your hand into your arm, into your body. The purpose of this walk was in the hope that you might, at each time I have spoken of it, feel the various energies which exist and from which you cannot ever escape. And now turn to this path on your left. See in front of you, apparently a long way away, but in reality quite near, a city of translucent buildings, gleaming, shining, and again welcoming. This is a city where all learning, all knowledge is gathered. For particular purposes, there are many such, which in the gathering of their particular knowledge feed other larger cities where that knowledge is stored. But unless I cannot take you into those buildings at this time, let us walk past them. Feel the radiations from the walls as we pass. Again, energy. Energy in color, in light, in warmth, in welcome. And now, my friends, we return to the gates. I will not tell you how, but you have encompassed large area of land without realizing the last part of the journey was by thought back to the entry. Here I leave you. I trust my descriptions, my explanations have been of help to you and have been of assistance in enabling you to imagine, even if you did not experience the wealth of wonderment that awaits you when you join us from your earth. I leave you now, hopefully, to discuss your feelings with each other, to share each other's experiences, I hope. And with my blessing, I say goodbye to you all.
Thank you.
Bye. Bless you. Thank you for your company.